I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Riots broke out in Lebanon when Parliament once again postponed the municipal election slated for next month. They could be delayed up to a full year. Camille Melki is with Heart for Lebanon.
The citizens of Lebanon right now are seeking help predominantly from non-government agencies and from places of worship, which put the church at the forefront, addressing basic needs, immediate needs of survival, whether it's food, education, medicine. The church is playing a significant role to be the hand and feet of Jesus today more than it has ever done so.
Please pray for wise leadership in Lebanon. In Iran, the regime continues its brutal oppression of the Iranian people. Iran's communications minister says he wants to keep the restrictions on foreign social media in place. Last week, President Ibrahim Raisi told university students that the platforms would be unblocked if companies set up offices in Iran. Transform Iran's Lana Silk.
Right now, the authorities are extremely controlling on any kind of communication in or out of Iran. So it's actually harder for people to connect with us on social media or using any kind of internet-based means, even phone calls.
But difficult is not impossible. Most Iranians use VPN or other workarounds to bypass government restrictions. This opens the door for digital evangelism and discipleship. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Trans World Radio offers a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. Called Get Hope, it's meant to encourage you through Scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.